This episode of Begin the Search was recorded on Friday, February 11th, 2022. Some of the events that I talk about are Stay Alive by producer Suga featuring Jungkook as vocalist from the webtoon Seven Fates Chaco, and it is a beautiful song, so I'll be talking about that near the end of the podcast. And a couple things I said about it might not have been accurate then, but they are actual fact now, where you can actually find the track in Spotify now. Suga on his August D Instagram, he posted a picture of it and showing that you can actually listen to it in Spotify, so it is actual. I've also seen a Spotify account since then where it is listed as Jungkook, but I don't know if that's actually his Spotify account. I feel like if it is his Spotify account, should there not be another song or two of his in there? But maybe not. Maybe he's saving that for his own mixtape and is going to, maybe he's going to leave his songs that he's already recorded, his solo, you know, songs, whether it's covers or whatever, for SoundCloud, where you can listen to them for free, and where he released those as gifts during Festa or other things. So the song, oh, come on, what is, Stay Here? Is that what it's called? A song called Stay Here? Still Here? Still Here, I think that's it. Excuse me. Anyway, I don't know the title right now off the top of my head. It's been a long day. I've been at work, but this is the I was almost going to say this is the Stay Alive podcast. No, it's not. This is the Begin the Search podcast. Begin the Search starts with B, T, and S. And so that's why I created it, is because I began the search for my own truest self, my own truest form of myself, when I found BTS. So, this podcast could very well be called Stay Alive, also because BTS helps me stay alive, and because I'm alive and they help me stay alive through some very hard times, very difficult, very dark and sad, frustrating, disappointing times. I might be able to say something to you guys or somewhere. I might be able to share a thought or a feeling or an influence or an experience where that helps you to stay alive. So that is what I hope for through this podcast, is that since BTS keeps me alive, I would like to help keep you guys alive. So again, this was recorded February 11th, but it is now March 1st when I'm actually publishing this episode. Please bear with me the first part of this episode. I am in the car, so you will hear me go over some bumps, but the sound will get a ton better because I reached my destination, I park the car, and there's no other noise, and the recording becomes very clear. So you will be able to hear everything I say. It should be clear, but you won't at the kind of the one-third through one-third mark of the recording. You won't hear that road noise anymore, or, you know, like any of the kind of wind outside the car and stuff like that. But sometimes I just have to grab the free time wherever it is, and I have to go for it. And it's not ideal, but it's what I have. So you only live once. So anyway, so I hope you'll enjoy it, and look me up in Twitter. You'll find my Twitter in the show notes. I'll also mention it later in this episode, but thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming here and for giving it your time and attention. And when you're not listening to this, hopefully you're enjoying listening to anything else that you're really interested in, as well as, of course, enjoying as much BTS music and content as you possibly can. Again, this is Kay at Kathos TV with Begin the Search, and let's get into it. BTS Army, hello everywhere, all over the world. How are you guys doing? It has been a long time. I am so sorry I have not been able to remain consistent on this podcast. I feel really bad, and I haven't met my goal. I haven't been able to keep up with it. And of course, I'm doing this for fun, and I'm doing it because I really want a lifeline with armies. I feel like I just want to be connected to you guys so much, and
It's been my goal to be able to do that, but unfortunately, since it's something I'm doing on the side, I have to squeeze it in wherever I can. And since I'm working a lot and doing a lot of things that require tons of my time and attention, I've had to put this podcast on the back burner for a few months. So I'm really sorry. I do have some recordings and I'm going to try to post them in the rest of this month. But it's going to sound kind of like kind of past news, I guess. I'm not going to be doing like big updates on things that have happened or on stuff that BTS has been involved in. I'm not going to just do like reactions or updates or comment on everything that's been going on. But I am just going to talk about something current, and then when I post things that I've been recording since October 2021, it might just kind of feel like older news to you guys, but if you're here because you enjoy the things I talk about and the ways that I'm able to kind of share my life experiences or share my hopes, share my goals and dreams with you guys, and also tie in just concepts about life and, the hardships of mental and emotional health and things that we all or many of us get tied up in as far as feeling like maybe we didn't get to follow our dream, maybe we are not as successful as we'd like to be, or maybe we just really want to see BTS and we haven't been able to because we didn't get a ticket. We can relate to each other, and yikes, I'm even driving on a bumpy road. And if you're in your car right now and you're also driving on a bumpy road, that's another way we can relate to each other. I'm actually on my way to a basketball game, and I'm going to watch a family member play in some basketball games tonight. So I had to grab this opportunity to talk with you guys, or talk to you, I guess. It would be talking with you if I had somebody else on the line, and I would really love to do that. So I don't know if you know this, but with this app that I'm using, with the Anchor podcasting app, it is super easy to invite somebody to join me. And all it would take would be for me to share out a link, either in Twitter or in a private message, or in an email or something. I could share out a link. I'd prefer to probably do it in Twitter since that's possibly where some of you guys have found me. And so if you don't know where my Twitter is, it is at KathosTV. And it's spelled KathosTV. So you can find me there, and I usually keep a podcast episode pinned near the top of my page just because I don't post a whole lot, but I would love for you guys to get to know me better, and I'd love to present who I am to you and how I love BTS and how I consume BTS content and how I support BTS. So that's kind of why I keep a podcast episode pinned. Usually my most recent one, I will keep it pinned at the top, of my Twitter feed, because that's a really good way for you to kind of hear what I am and who I am and what I'm about and get to know me better, kind of better than my tweets, because I don't tweet constantly and I don't retweet that often. When I retweet, I really try to quote tweet or whatever it's called. I try to make sure that I include my own thoughts, my own feelings, and my own excitement. Or, my own sentiments with whatever things I retweet. I don't often just hit retweet and go, because I really want to make the things that I post in Twitter something related to what I enjoy about BTS content. And since I made my Twitter so that I could be a loyal army and support them and just really enjoy what they're sharing, and I could stay up to date on things that the company is doing. That's why, oh, excuse me for that pause. That's why I created my account so that I could really make my account about BTS. There will be a few rare times each year when I post about something personal or when I post about another K-pop group that I enjoy, which is ATEEZ. They are my next favorite group. And I don't consume a lot of their video content. I have not really watched their MVs. I think I've seen maybe two or three of their MVs. No, I think I've seen five of their MVs. And I do like to listen to their music. Whenever I'm not listening to BTS, I'm usually, like, it's hard. It kind of hurts my heart a little bit. But at the same time, I have made that space in my heart for ATEEZ. And I feel very tender towards all eight of those guys. If you guys ever give them a chance, you will see why. They are very, very charming. They're very endearing. They are extremely talented. They are not BTS. They're a completely different group of guys. But they have a quality that I haven't found in other groups that I've tried to sample. So no hate, you know, no shade or whatever you call it. I'm not really up on all the lingo, but no hate or no offense against any other groups like GOT7. I just couldn't get interested in GOT7. And I really didn't feel interested in Monsta X either. I mean, there's a couple of their English songs that came on a playlist when I was listening to Amazon Prime Music. And I was like, hey, this song isn't half bad, and kind of liking it a little bit. Something about driving, or I don't know what it is. I forgot. But there was one or two Monsta X songs I thought were okay. And then Super M, a couple of their songs are okay. I like a little bit of, what is that group? It's called, starts with a V, V-A-V, I believe, VAV or V-A-V, I don't know how you say it, but they have like 5 songs or 6-ish songs that I really enjoy. It's like a Latin K-pop fusion, and so if you guys ever listen to them, I think that that's a great one to sample. Anyway, I just can't really get my heart wrapped around any of these other groups. Other than, I like TXT, but I don't love everything that they release. But I like a lot of it. I'm just, like, when I have the chance and when I have the time, I'm just turning on BTS. I'm always playing BTS. I'm playing it in my car. I'm playing it on Spotify. I'm playing it in Amazon Music. Whenever there's another member of my house that's already using Spotify that's connected to our smart speakers, then I have no choice but to listen to it in Amazon Music instead, and I'm always asking the smart speaker to play BTS in Amazon Music. And a lot of times it's like, oh, here's a station based on BTS in Amazon Music. But a lot of times also it's actually giving me exactly what I asked for. Like yesterday morning, I wanted to hear all of the B album. And so I said, Alexa, play the album B by BTS in Amazon Music. And lo and behold, Alexa started playing it, every single song in order as released, you know. So normally that wasn't happening for me. It wasn't happening because I'm not subscribed to Amazon Music, but for some reason my Alexa has been giving me the songs I'm asking for. So I really hope that I didn't accidentally start subscribing and paying for Amazon Music, because I don't feel like I need it since I have Spotify, and I'm really happy with Spotify. I think it's very affordable to be able to have all the music that I want. I can find every song or almost every song that I want. Occasionally, if there's like an OST for a K-drama that I'm really interested in or I'm really into, sometimes I can't find that on Spotify, but still overall, I'm really pretty happy with it. And so I'm always trying to listen to BTS. And when another member of my household is already using Spotify, I just try to respect that. And I'm like, oh, dang it. They're already playing it, especially if they're playing BTS. I'm like, hey, that's cool. I'm so glad that BTS is getting more listens. And I will go ahead and ask the smart speaker to play me some BTS in Amazon Prime. So thankfully, and surprisingly, the last week or so, it's been giving me every single BTS song that I've been asking for. And I think that's kind of weird, because I don't think it's supposed to work that way unless you're actually paying for it, like a subscribing member. I'm almost to my destination, to the basketball games, but there's no parking, so I'm just going to drive around looking for some parking spot and maybe wait until someone else pulls out, if that's even going to happen. And I guess I'll just keep talking with you guys. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, and also, I am invested in Enhypen. They are in the B-Lift lab in, it's part of the Big Hit. No, not Big Hit. Part of the HYBE Corporation. So I am invested in Enhypen, and when I had more time, I probably did, because I just don't see me having that kind of time anymore. But I was spending the time watching some of their content. I would catch some of their V Lives. I was watching a couple of their dance practices, their dance jams. I was trying to see their, like, their variety show that's kind of like their version of Run BTS. It's called N O'Clock. So E-N and O'Clock, apostrophe, whatever. So I really enjoy them. I like their personalities. I think they're all cuties. I feel very tender towards them. Again, they're not my second favorite group. They're not ATs, and I absolutely love ATs. But I don't have time to watch the ATs content either, because if I'm going to spend some free time, I'm either going to be watching Run BTS episodes that I haven't gotten to see yet. I'm either going to be watching that, or I'm going to be watching a K-drama and or listening to BTS music. So, like, I'm always listening to BTS music when I'm doing my makeup in the morning, when I'm doing my hair, when I'm doing my laundry, when I'm washing my dishes. I'm always listening to BTS. And so I'm just really grateful to be able to have access to their music. I'm so grateful for that. Besides their personalities and their each one of them and their wonderful character and their spirit that they have and that they are, I love their music the next best. I haven't seen a lot of their MVs, like I said. And I have not been to one of their concerts. I have not been to iHeartRadio. What is it called? The Jingle Ball or any of those. I've not seen BTS in person. So if I had the opportunity to spend time with BTS other than seeing them in person, it would be listening to their music versus like watching their content, like watching In the Soup or other stuff. I don't know. That's really hard to say because their music, their personalities is what drew me in. I mean, even before I really had heard very many of their songs, their personalities and their charm and their kindness and their hearts and the just the cuteness of them. How can any human be that cute? How can any human be that endearing? I want to cry when I think about them. Because I'm so happy and because I'm like, I just love them so much and they are so cute. I was watching a Run BTS episode today. I feel like it was episode 45 where they learn how to be coffee baristas. And Jimin, who is it that says something super sweet? I can't remember what it is, but there's like so many cute things that they say. And I'm like, okay, this isn't a super funny episode. It isn't super like high energy, but you still get to see some of their characteristics, their attributes are coming out. Like you can see that they're all, or like some of them, they mention that Tae does not drink coffee. And so they're like, oh, well, he doesn't drink coffee. Can he have some hot chocolate? And then there's Tae, so sweet. He's like, no, I'll try it. It's okay. I will taste the coffee. And you know, he's just so thoughtful and they're so thoughtful and they're making sure that he's all right and making sure that he can participate fully in this content and making sure that he doesn't feel left out and that like the episode is still going to be full and it's going to be meaningful and it's going to be strong, that Tae can have a presence, you know, even though he doesn't prefer coffee and that he can stand out still, even though he doesn't prefer coffee. So like I'm trying right now not to let the tears get out of my eyes because I can feel them there. I can feel them just right behind my eyes in the corner. But there were a couple things that were so sweet. And I was like, oh, I should write that down. I don't remember who it was about now. I feel like I can't remember if it was about Jin or Jimin, but there was somebody where I was like, oh my goodness, these guys are just so tender and wonderful people. I feel like, no, you know what? It was about JK. If I think hard enough, I will remember what it is, but I'm not going to make you guys sit here waiting for me to remember what it is. But it's when one of the Hyungs is on the other side of the counter, like behind the counter with the expert. I forgot the guy's name. I'm sorry. He's like a 2014 champion, or like he's a judge or something like that, a barista judge or something in barista competition and coffee, you know, the whole theory of coffee, enjoying coffee, making coffee, tasting coffee and presenting it in a beautiful way. So one of the members is behind the counter with him learning how to do this cup of coffee. And JK says something that is just so thoughtful. It shows that he is just so sensitive and thoughtful. And I can't remember what it is. And it bothers me because I was like, my goodness, he was so young. This was what, 2018, right? So right now in international age, he is 23 years old. Or did he just turn 24? I feel like he's 23. Yeah, that must be it. So in 2018, 4 years ago, right? He was 19, right? 19, 20, 21, 22. Yeah, so he was like 19 years old. There's this young man, and he's sitting there being so thoughtful and considerate of whichever member he said something about. So anyway, I'm sorry. I just have been rambling on and jabbering about something that I can't even specifically tell you because I can't remember what it was. But every single one of these members is so caring and so thoughtful. And also, I got to admit, I watched like a 15-minute video from ATs today, and they also were very considerate of each other. Like, they just know each other so well. They know, the same with BTS members, they know what each other is thinking. They know what each other prefers. They know what each other likes. They know what makes each other feel comfortable or uncomfortable. They know what each other likes to eat. They know what each other doesn't like. They're able to just really support and help each other out. Like if someone's going to say, if someone's going to offer them something to eat, or if like Jin can't have garlic, for example, or Yoongi switched to decaf coffee or whatever the situation is. Or maybe it seems like one of them maybe tries not to drink a lot of soda. I feel like that's Yoongi, maybe another member, but they're just so caring and kind and thoughtful of each other and what they really need to thrive as people in every single situation that they face, whether it's a public or social situation or a learning situation, you know, or whether they're kind of like under pressure. So even though Run BTS is a variety show and a lot of the time is very, very funny and it's unscripted, right? Like there once in a while there's a prompt or something, but it's unscripted. We really get to hear what they think, and it's real. Like they'll talk about bathroom stuff sometimes. They'll be like, when they were doing, I don't remember which episode it was, 112 or 120 something or 140 something, I don't know, it was the water episode where they were at that place in those cubicles where they were separated by plexiglass or whatever, and if they said a certain word or did a certain gesture, then they had water catapulted onto them, or they had water spray down on them or in their faces. And they were talking about, do you brush your teeth in the shower or do you brush your teeth out of the shower, like in the sink, before you get in the shower? And Yoongi was like, well, if you don't brush your teeth in the morning and you leave for the day, then your breath tastes like poop or something like that. And I mean, like, he's this millionaire. He's this celebrity. He is this amazing producer. And there he is talking like that. And it just shows you that they're real people. They're humans. Because I'm sorry if this sounds crude or if it sounds, you know, not elegant of me and not refined, but every single person on this planet has to poop, you know? And I'm sorry to anyone who finds that offensive. But BTS, you know what? I gotta say, they've talked about poop quite a few times. If you've watched any K-dramas, a lot of people will say, what is my life? This is poop now, right? Like, my life has just become poop. Or they'll say, what is this? Do you think that I'm only good for this or that and something, something? And they'll say the word poop in it. And it ends up being funny because it's like, oh, they talk about that too? Okay, so everybody's human. Everybody has to do this bodily function, right? When Jin was on a V-Live, he was eating the delicious food and talking about how he went to his parents or he went to his aunt's house or something like that, and she gave him an allowance. And he's sitting there eating this wonderful food, and then he makes this weird noise. It's kind of like a hiccup slash burp. And he, like, puts his hand to his mouth, like, to cover his mouth, like, oop. Excuse me, I'm trying not to. He'll say things like, let's pretend that didn't happen, or let's all have our embarrassment together so that we can handle it. Because when we do embarrassing things, then if we all realize that we're all in this together, meaning everybody does it, right? We're all human. Everybody will burp at some point in their life. Everybody will have to use the bathroom every day. And so now that I've embarrassed myself and gone on and on and on about this, but I hope you get what I'm saying. We can relate to them. They are so real. Like when they talk about, oh my goodness, I should have shaved. Don't do a close-up on my face because there's a little bit of beard hair, you know? They're just real people. And yes, they are successful and they've earned money and they're a part of a very important company and they're in the spotlight all the time and people want to be them and people want to be with them and want to see them all the time and they're clamoring to be able to see them and shows are getting sold out and there's so many people who even have the funds who can't get a ticket still because all the tickets are gone. But yet these guys are still human and they still talk about these things. Like they talk about, I don't know, smelly feet or bad breath or whatever the deal is. They talk about it because it's real. It happens. If we don't take care of our bodies, then we're going to have problems, like major problems. But even if we do take care of our bodies, there's that everyday hygiene that we need to maintain. We need to make sure we brush our teeth. We need to make sure that we're wearing clean clothes. We need to make sure that we change our bed sheets and blankets. And we need to make sure that we throw away our shoes when they get too old, if they're smelly all the time, you know, or wash your shoes once in a while or whatever the situation is. And so I just really appreciate that I can view BTS and I can watch their content and they just seem like people that I could be friends with, that we could each be friends with. They are such real people. So I guess I just wanted to chat about that. I really didn't know what I was going to say, but I missed talking and I missed publishing a podcast. So I wanted to come and quickly talk about it. You guys, let's switch gears for a second here. Let's talk about JK and producer Suga. Oh my heck. Oh my goodness. I can't talk about it too much because it's still too new and fresh for me, but that song Stay Alive, it has everything in a ballad or everything in a song that I want. You know, like in a not upbeat song. So it's not like a party song. It's not like a dance song. It's not like a driving song, but it has everything in that kind of a slower song that I want. And I can't really go over all the details, what's in my head, because I would want to analyze the song from a place of composition or, you know, arrangement, music arranging. But the way that the melody goes up and down and really covers the scale and has a lot of intervals in it instead of just stepping. So here's a step, like stepwise motion. Like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. So that's stepwise motion. You're not skipping over any notes. I mean, you're skipping over half steps into whole steps and stuff. It's like whole, half whole, step, whatever. It's not like if you look at a piano, you see that there's white keys and black keys. From one white key to the very next key is almost always a black key. If you go up to the right or down to the left, if you're starting on a white key, you're going to come to a black key, and then if you go down to the left again from the black key, you're going to hit a white key again. Or if you go up to the right from a white key to a black key and then go up again, you're going to hit a white key again. There are two times on the piano in a 12 key space, there's going to be two times where it's white key and then a white key again right next to it. So neighbors, right? When I teach piano, when I'm talking to younger children, I will say these two notes, these two keys right here are best friends. They like to sit together. Or I will say to grown-ups, you know, to adults, I'll say these two keys are neighbors. So this is your house. This is your neighbor's house. They're right next to each other. There's nothing in between them. And so when a song just has a lot of steps in it. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. It's not that exciting when it just na, 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 na. It's not that exciting unless you're going to skip around within that. So, bum, bum, bum. Those are skips, right? You're skipping over a white note or you're skipping over a whole step. Well, in Stay Alive, in that melody is so beautiful and so haunting. But JK, he's like, da 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 da. Whatever he does, he's like skipping up, and he just covers those notes really, really well without just stepping. I hope you understand what I mean. Go ahead and listen to it. You can find it in a lot of different platforms. You can find it in Genie. You can find it in Melone. I don't know if it's in Spotify yet. I mean, I did find it in Spotify, but I don't think that it's been posted by Big Hit or like someone from the company or in the BTS, profile or account. So I think that other Spotify users are recording it somehow and uploading it from their own phone and calling it Jungkook Spotify account, but it's not his actual account. Or they're calling it Producer Suga's account, but it's not his account either because he doesn't have one. So you can find it in Spotify. You can add it to a playlist, but it's not the official release, you know, from the company, from the actual artists themselves. So I encourage you to listen to it. Download the Webtoon app for free to listen to it. It's in episode 4 of The Seven Fates, Chakho. Excuse me if I said that wrong. Chakho. And you can hear it right when you open that episode in the Webtoon app. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I listened to it a whole bunch of times and it made me cry and it made me gasp and it made me just like drop my jaw. I was like, this is beautiful. And it builds. It comes from very simple melodic chords at first. And then it builds and there's drums and it's more and more and more. And then there's strings. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So you can hear that there's stepwise motion there. But then he'll jump back up. Da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. There's a little bit of rhythm that kind of reminds me of Dimple and of Black Swan and a couple other songs. But anyway, I just really love that those two got to work together. JK got to work with his Hyung Suga, and it's a really meaningful song, and it might have to be my favorite BTS solo song now. Before that, my favorite solo songs were Epiphany and Seesaw. And one of my favorite songs was Heartbeat, and it still is. But this might have to kind of be on top of that list for now because I really love Stay Alive. It's beautiful. Give it a listen. Give it a lot of love and just enjoy it and let yourself feel whatever you want and need to feel. Whether you read the webtoon or not, enjoy the song. I'm going to go, you guys. I've got to get in there and watch this game and go do some cheering now. So I love talking to you guys, and I hope that I'll have the chance to come back really soon and talk with you again. This has been Begin the Search. I'm sorry if I didn't say that in the beginning, but this is the Begin the Search podcast, and I'm here to bring you guys some uplifting content by talking about BTS and how they help me and bless my life, how they help me out a lot when I am feeling down or when I'm feeling stuck. Or when I'm feeling hopeless, or when I have just hard things that I have to face in my life, and also when I want to just be happy, and when I want to listen to them, and watch them, and watch their dances, and watch their choreography, and admire every single skill and talent that they want to show to us. So I'm very grateful for them. And yes, by the way, I have asthma, and ever since COVID, my breathing has been a lot harder. Every single day, like it's kind of my new normal, it seems like, but I hope to get even healthier so that when I talk, you don't have to hear me like kind of having a hard time breathing. Anyway, my heart goes out to all of you guys for the things that you're going through. If you're suffering about anything, you are in my thoughts and in my prayers. I love BTS and I love ARMY and we are a family. So stay well, be as well as you can be. And I will talk to you guys as soon as I get the chance. Remember, Hobi's birthday is coming up February 18th in Korea. It will be like 14 to 16 hours before me in the U.S. So I get to celebrate his birthday more than one day. It's awesome. And we love to celebrate him all of February. So let's all just keep on giving, keep on paying it forward, keep on doing good things for people. Try to be that ray of sunshine and hope that Hobi is to us. And try to give love and try to be that example of kindness and happiness that he is. And yes, it's hard to be happy all the time, but if we can try just a little bit every day, we will find some peace and some joy. Thank you again from Begin the Search. This is Kay at Kathos TV and Twitter, and I will see you guys next time.